start your day to Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. In the last slichus that people say Erev Yom HaKadosh, so the Paitan HaKadosh says, B'me'a kadim the ikop pnei le'ikop sheichot. How could I stand before the Eibishter uviyodi ein maf val zois libi yivchot? Aval ato bezochri malchushim amiyuchot. I remember malchushimayim val zoisani beteach ba'omram Hashem achot. The whole tizmin is molei kasha. The first kasha I couldn't understand is, I probably never learned Ivrin cheder. What kind of, you have an expression like that in Tillim throughout. Zmiris, why the Lashon koidem? Makdim. But the whole tizmin, like, what are you talking about? Then he says, how do I stand, how do I bow before leikach shoich? The parasha is Ekev, everyone knows the pasuk. The Eibish is Ashaliz upon him. Leikach shoich. What's that leikach shoich? So Rashi says, you can't bribe the Eibish to shoich with money. And everybody, like from the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis and the Ramban and the Sefurno and the Bartanur and the Mishnah and Perek Dalid, Hashem Biyodim Mekach shoich. And the Rabbi, you know, all the classical Sforum say, it's not shaykh to say the Eibishter can't take shaykh, because the Eibishter, what's the shaykh of an Eibishter? So therefore they teach, this is in Ramban al-Asar, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, all the Bartanur, all the classical commentaries, you can't bribe the Eibishter with mitzvahs and matzim toivim. The Eibishter rewards you for mitzvahs and will punish you for averus, and one is not mechabed the other. So, first of all, Shveran Rashi, what's that? Leichat Sheichat bin Momi. Moreover, the Kasha is, and if I had the time, I have no time. What I need to say today, it takes 5 hours to go through. But the Kitzer, all the Mepharshim bring numerous Chavilos Midroshim, where it says that in Oilam Hazeh, the Eibishter does take Sheichat. The Medrash says that David and David said to David, David HaMelech asked that Milfonecha Mishpote Yetzei, in this world the Dayanim don't take Sheikhad, by you, Eibishter, you take Sheikhad, which is what? Tshuva, Tzedakah, and Tshuva Tfilu Tzedakah. And numerous Midrash, I'm not time to be Mefarad, trust me, there are numerous Midrash Chazal where it seems to say that the Eibishter does take Sheikhad. Al Koponim in Oilam Haz. So therefore, Lechura, both Perushim are the Yeshver. According to Rashi, what shot that Abish doesn't take Sheikhar of moment? It's a Pshita, right? And according to the Ramban, Udi Imei, Leishach B'mitzvah Samasim Toivim, first of all, it's the stira to all the Chazal, all Midrash Chazal, numerous Midrash Chazal, that the Abish does take a Sheikhar, number one. Number two, The Satmar Rebbe asked in Divrei Yoel, in explaining this pismin in Tzlichas, if it's true that Ein Biyodi Mas, so what do you mean Leikach Sheichat? Chom Nishkan Sheichat Pugavin, Chom Nishkan Sheichat Pugavin, Chom Nishkan Sheichat Pugavin, Chom Nishkan Sheichat Pugavin, Ein Biyodi Mas, and how could I daven before Leikach Sheichat, Chom Nishkan Sheichat, I have nothing to give. That's number one. Then it says, Va'al Zois Libi Yivchot, for Zois, what's the Zeus? What are you scared about? Elamai, it's the previous part of the Pizman. So it says, it should have said, the Libi Yifchot. What about Zeus Libi Yifchot? What's the Zeus again in Yibeteach? What's going on here? Many, many kashas in the Yukon. So the Satmar Rebbe answers, it's Mahalach, right? And we'll soon see it's Miyusid on Pashad on the Sugis HaGemur. That this true, we say in Davening, everyone gives a Gesheba, Nasana Toykiv, Miyichim, Miyomot. Then you say, Atshuva Tzilu Tzdoka, Mavir Nesagder. You've been saying it for 50 years. What's Pshat in these words? What a simple Ivertaych. So, Tzad Rebbe says, Luchura, a person could say, right, that when it comes to tshuva, tshuva obviously is belev, right? Famous Nagdi Behuda, a tshuva that is not sincere, is not belev, is gornish, right? Valderach the tefillah, which is avodah shebelev, has to be sincere from the heart. Tzedakah l'chura is one mitzvah you do it from the Hashem to the Svarim HaKadoshim. I don't really care about your kavanas, whatever, the ikur is the unidah of the gelt. That's why you don't make a this forum say you don't make a bracha, because you're gonna make a bracha on stuck, you have to go to the mikveh first, you gotta put a gartel on. All the zachonis, the mile of the guy will die of starvation. Give the gel. The ikar is the makabel, not the noise. Says the Satmarov, when is this true? Right? When stamina give me to fulfill the mitzvah of stucka, on the kamanis is also fine. But if you want that stucka, that's korea, the gzardin, that has to be bedugma, the tshuva and the tefillah, which has to be l'shem shemayim. And therefore, to the end the steer, when do you say the Eibush is lo yikach shoychet, and when do you say in all the midrashi chazal that he takes shoychet? The Eibush is stamos a mitzvah. However, you learn through shas 5 times this year. I'll get in fine. Aber it's not mechabedav. It doesn't overpower. You can't get the Eibush shoychet with obedavir. Masha'enkein tshuva tefillah utzdaka, right? When it's biyachad, when you have all three, and you're talking about a tshuva which is not whatever, on this we say tshuva tefillah utzdaka together, l'shem shemayim, that affects. Where is this? The kitzin nimrus, a whole shmiz nesatmer. Where is the source of this? So the problem is, where do you see tshuva tefillah? Where's the mocker of the python? Right, that tshuva tefillah utzdaka mavir nezrei agzir. So normally you would tell me the Gemara Rosh Hashanah daf tzayin. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, talit dvorim makarin gzardili shel odom." Elohim tzedaka. The pasuk says, "Tzedaka tatal mimoves shinui Hashem by sorai sora." And then you say, "Shinui ma'isa." It says, "Vayar lekibus maseyim," and therefore they wish to accept the tshuva. They didn't destroy the city. Right, and then it says, "Viyesh amrim af." And then it says, what do you call it again? Shinei Hashem. Tzaka, I forgot that. That's the most. Tzaka is, as the pasuk says, Vayizaku el Hashem b'tzar lahem mimsukeseyem yitzim. That's tzaka, to tfila. Right? And then it says, V'yesh amrim af shinei mokum. By Avram, lech lecha. And others disagree because there was the discourse of Eretz. Okay, fine. So I see there are 4 or 5 things that destroy, that rip up your exarjit. So the Marsha al-Asar asks, obvious kasha, so why the Python only gets 3 out of the 4 or 5? It only speaks about tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Kadaikis shapir. So this says many, forshim, barichus neflo, but I'm not going to have to go through all the. If you medayik in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah speaks about not tefillah, but zaka. Zaka is screaming, a very stronger, more derhoven a form of tefillah. It doesn't say tshuva, it says shinui maisa. You touch a change, transform, root and branch, transformation. Right? And this, there are 4 or 5 things that Marcus said. The mocker of the Python, who only speaks about tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, is not the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah Daf, right? It's the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says in Perik Beis, the Tainis Halacha Beis, Omer Blod, Shloisha Dvorin Mevatlin Sagzeiro. The Elohim, Tfilah, Tzedaka, U, Tshuva. Ushlosh, then they're all learned from a pasuk. Echod says the Korban Ho'eda al-Asar. It means, when is this effective? When the Tshuva, Tfilah, U, Tzedaka are simultaneous. Biyachad. The Lechemishna already on the Raman, the Tshuva is like from the Bavli, that all the 4 or 5 things mentioned, each one independently, is Korea, the Gzardin. The Yushalmi is talking about all 3 together. Elamai, it's not a stira, it's not like a machlokes. You're talking about 2 different falas. The Bavli is talking about a person did a tshuva ma'ula. And he's Mishana Maisa, Mishana Shem, he's a different person, he's transformed, he did that tshuva. The tshuva itself is effective. Al derech the tefillah, when the tefillah is b'china zaka, it reaches Lev HaShemayim, it's Korea Degzardin. The Yishalmi is speaking Kanoshim Kerkein. The Tshuva Yesachab Charot Al Over. Yeah, I say Vidui. I hope that whatever, but like a complete Tshuva Sheyagid Olav Yedeya Talumis Lav Dafka. For this, you need Tshuva Tfilu Sukkah, and that's the Lashon of it. And the Raya is the Yishalmi doesn't speak about Zako, it doesn't speak about Shinui Hashem. It speaks about Tshuva Tfilu Sukkah as an Arnusuch. Unishnodas, the nusach of our tefillah is not tshuva, tshuva utefila, utzedak, with the vavachibur, all 3 together are effective. Are you following me so far? Yeah? So you need all of them together. And on this, there's the power of tzedakah. There's a principle in Shoinim and Kadmoinim that even though Chazal say that aveir is mechaba mitzvah, then aveir is mechaba tzedakah, that you don't destroy tzedakah is permanent, and even through aveiris you can't destroy the schus of something permanent in tzedakah. When is that? When the tzedakah, I can show you numerous sources. The Chazal say in Medrash, the Eibishter made man with two hands. If you steal and cheat with one hand and you give tzedakah with the other hand, not effective. When does the pasuk say, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, b'chesed ve'emes yichuper oven? Right? When the person already did tshuva and he wants shlemus hakapara, then you say the tzedakah or the tefillah is effective. And this is brought out in numerous Sfarim, which I have no time to mefarad, Bemis is Shari Shuvan Rabbeinu Yonah, so says Rebbe Chonon in Koivet Shi'urim al-Asar, Rebbe Yankov Emden in Lechem Shemayim and Pirkei Ovis, etc., etc., etc. And on this, says Rebbe Yankov Emden, the Medrash says, Pasuk says, Bezois Yovei Aron al-Kodesh, that if a person did, what's Bezois? If a person did Chavilus, Chavilus Shel Averis, Asei Knegdom Chavilus, Chavilus Shel Mitzvah. When do you say the mitzvahs will balance out and stifle the averus? Right? Dafka when you're in the course of doing tshuva. And on this is what the Paitan says, al zois yechar libi. What is zois? Every school child knows, one of the first things you learn when you're in short trousers. Tshuva tzilut staka, on top it says the words, kol tzoim momi. Which each one is gematria 136, and 136 times 3 is gematria zois, on which the pasuk says in Sokum Alai Milchama, which Chazal Darshan and Zoyar Kodesh, that refers to the Milchama of Yom Kippur, which is Maiminim Masbe'ilim, bis zois ani b'teich. The Zoyar says, al zois yispal kol chosvei lechel eis mitzoy, referring to Yom Neroim, right? Al zois, when you need all three together. Al zois yechrad libi, because who said that my kavana is totally l'shem shemayim, totally whatever. And on this, when the tzedakah comes together with the tshuva and the tefila, then we say tzedakah chatoich b'tzedakah proig and tzedakah tatzol mimoves v'chulu. And this we see. There's an interesting medrash. The Sfarim explain. The medrash says that the yam, the sar shel yam, didn't want to split by kriyas yam. Until he saw what? Yisrael Yoitzim or Chush Mitzrayim Biyod. Chush Mitzrayim Biyod was trapped. So the Sforim say, there are chavilis, chavilis, numerous, dozens of Midrashi Chazal that Eden left Mitzrayim in the schus of tshuva. They each did tshuva separately, privately, in Chadri Chadorim and in Belev, and they did tshuva. Or they're doing tshuva for what? For the lalo of the avodah zarah. They didn't do as a tshuva as hamishkel. Avodah zarah is like harikol yavar, right? As that tshuva wasn't really a proper 100% tshuva, which normally should have been affected. Therefore, it says uro ruchush mitzrayim biyodam. What does the yad symbolize? Gel. So we'll soon there's numerous psukim. We'll soon discuss tzedakah. When they thought, when you had to bring a Korban Pesach, you had to bring it l'mishpach yisayim. Says Rabbeinu Bacharya, you had to give mimakarev everyone in the family who couldn't afford or didn't have whatever. Oh, they saw that Yidin took the Rechush Mitzrayim. And Chazal say in Mitzrayim, they started doing Ligmul Chesed Zemze. So the Chesed, Ligmul Chesed, with the Tzedakah, the Tziruf of the Tshuva, that kind of Tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is effective. Because Tshuva, Tzedakah has the Koyach. To Chol Ashkifa Shebetoyer Rashi brings from Chazal is Leroy except for Ashkifa Minkotchko the Koyach of Tzoka is Mahapich Midas Adin Lemidas Harachem. So when you Meuder the Midas of Rachamim, then you're able to your Tzoka helps that your Tshuva will now be affected. B'chol says in Svarim Akdashim, we discussed this like countless times. B'chol, how does Tshuva help? You sin against the Eibusher and the Eibusher is a Melech and Melech Shemachol Kvedei. And kvayde mochu, yeah. And the answer is the Eibush de Lagabe Oz is a tata, and of shemachol kvayde mochu. How do you see this by tzedakah? Because the Gemara, famous Gemara in Baba Basra, that turns Rupas HaRasha as Rabbi Akiva. If someone sins against the king, right? And he puts them in prison, and you smuggle in food to him, you're achas dosa, you're rebelling at the king. So Rabbi Akiva answered, we are considered bonim, and if the prince, right? And therefore, the whole mitzvah of tzedakah shows that we are bonim l'ashem l'ikeichem. If there's bonim, it becomes avshem mochul, kveidei mochul, yedua. And therefore, all of tshuva, we discussed this countless times, is connected to tchias hameisim. Tshuva is a form of tchias hameisim beruchnius. And the pasuk says in Tehillim, Shuveinu leke yishenu, right? V'haser kascho me'aleinu. Here's the kas. Why ali atat toshes chayenu v'amcho yisruvach? Because the Eivishul made chiasa. There's a famous kashu, Yuchas L'Rosh, whatever everyone discusses. There's a din hoyil v'nira v'nitcha shuveinu nira. We discussed countless times. A carbon that was fit, and then it became disqualified, unfit. It can't, once again, even if the mum... So how are you... How does tshuva help? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, because even though a yid is nitcha, or it's not permanent, and even if he dies, it's not permanent, because it'll be tchias hameisim. You can resurrect it, you're like reborn, and therefore it's not nitcha. You're never ever nitcha. Where do you learn this from? From tchias hameisim. How does tchias hameisim work? I lechura the Eib, the Gemara says in Tainus, the beginning, the Gimel of Teches, they're not given over to man, Barakadosh Baruch Hu. Eib Shtacha Koyin. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamites, that the Min asked, Rabbi Bo, your Eib is the Koyin, how when he was buried Moshe, how was he Matar? So he said, with fire. So he just asked, what about how did he become Tummy in the first place? And the answer is, so the whole idea of the Eibishim is amazing. The whole idea of the Marshal that the Eibishim Mitzrayim went down the Chved of Atzmi. The pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, I don't think we read that too long ago. Ru'u ato ki ani anihu. Ein va'ato ela wakey wakey, make believe your life. Ein va'ato ela tshuva. How do you know tshuva helps? Ki ani anihu. I, the Eibish, anivale malach, anivale sarav, the Eibish of Chved of Atzmi went down to the Gilulam of Mitzrayim to Matam himself. Is the charaya the Eibish of Chatata? Is the charaya tshuva helps? And therefore, the ein va'ato ki yedu. So therefore, what I see from the union of tzedakah, that tzedakah is b'chinas hatzbonim, and therefore tshuva helps. So the tzedakah is ma'ir. It's like sort of, I don't know if anyone's of a certain age. You may remember if you're an old man. There used to be in England when I first came, like these red boxes on the corner. And you make a phone call. People didn't have this machine call after they have today, right? Yeah. So a guy is standing there making, pressing all the buttons to make call his wife that he's coming home late because whatever, right? To gate, she can't make contact. So show it to you got to put the geld in the machine call, right? Then you could have communication. Your tshuva, which is not less than ideal, less than perfect, with together with the tefillah and the tzedakah, everything is affected. So that's what basically the Tamar of many Mekuruses. I went to say, Pshat, I thought to myself, Shagisi, Hashem, Tzedi Chaper, that's what the Me'akadim, the Eker, today, Le'ikoshech, what's Akadim? You remember the Gemara Megillah, the Gimel over there, the Gemara says, Achar, Advar Me'el, Gidol, Amelach, Eshveresh, it's Homan. With Achar, after the story with Mordechai, that Bichon the Seresh, now, why? Because the Eibish is Makdim, Rufulam Bakar. So the Yin Yang of all the classical Mefarshim ask, you say the Eibish is Makdim Refuah L'Maka. L'mayin Afgamina, it first comes the Maka and then the Refuah, or first comes the Refuah and then the Eibish makes the Refuah for every Maka. So there's many answers given. The Sefer Havas Chayim, he brings from the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, which is one Mefarshim on the Sefer Megillah Meiritik Avort. There's a din Chulin Dafem Gimel. Reya Shen Mikvah. The lung is perforated. But the doifin is soisma, the cavity of the whatever, closes that up. So it's ksheira, because it's stima de meikora. Initially, from the birth of the animal, there always was the stima. Masha enkin, if you have a reya, the lung was perforated. And hella, and hella krum, like I had what do you call it in English? I don't know. A crust, whatever, grew on the maka, that's treif. Because the stima is only mikanal habana. say this forum, if the aim, if you first you have the aveir and then you do tshuva. The fact that Lashon Kerkenu with the tshuva is less than perfect, so it's like a krum in like a perforation of the lung, and afterwards you have the krum helfish. It's not Masha Einkin. If the Eivish is makdim the refula mako, there never was proper a sesima, and therefore it helps. And therefore, that's Taichin Svarim. We say in davening, Maher Yekadmunu Rachamecha. The Rachlum should come first. It was Makdim Raful Lamakam. We say in the Pizmin, Chom Aminim, Harachum Umakdim Rachamim Lurig. The Rachlum has to come first. And I saw the Makabarov, he brings over that chat, beautiful, in the Slichas, we say, Al Tisker Lonu Avoinois Rishoinim. Mayer Yekadmunu Rachamecha Kidaloinu Moi. What shat? Al Tisker Lonu. What should the Eibush not remember? Avoinois Harishvenim. So everyone goes wild. Avoinois Achroinim, yo? It should have said, Al Tisker Lonu Avoinois. Don't remember any of our Aveyas. What Avoinois Rishoinim? Nor Al Pianal. The Eibush knows that we're less than perfect. Achuva is not less than perfect. So both the Eibush is makdim rachem l'roigus. He first gives you the ability of tshuva. So he asked the Eibush to al tisker lano avayna is rishonim. The oven shouldn't come first and then come to tshuva, and the tshuva is insufficient, and therefore we're a bunch of treifas. If ma'ayik hadmuna rachamecha, the rachem should come first. It should be esteemed the meikara, and it should be moil, etc., etc. That chat we say by tshuva, hashiveinu Hashem elecha ben tshuva. Chadish Yemenu Kiwat, the Ikrabort is Keltem. There should be Unishna, there's a pasuk which says, Mihek Dimuni Vashal. The Eibush doesn't give Schar Mitzvah in this world, because the Eibush gave you a house and then you made a mak, you made a mezuzah. He gave you children and you mechanech them. He gave you whatever. First, the Eibush gives you the bracha and then you respond. Aber for Anova, for Yerushalayim, certain things that you come first. It's not Bidei Shamayim, but Anova, the Gemara says in Masech Tuchum and Daf Peites, that the world stands, Mitachas Royas Oilam, the world stands on the schus of Anovin, right? And a person, as we'll discuss, gives Staka, he is by definition an Onov, as we'll discuss, and therefore it's not Shayach, the Taino of Miyak Vimane Vashalim, and therefore the Eibush gives Char Mitzvah for Staka. If all the brachas come, and that's pshat, Yankov Avinu tells Esav when he meets him, says the Chido. Yankov Avinu tells him that what I have already given, this is what the Abishur gave me, right? Why is he getting arousing, evoking the jealousy of Esav? Because everyone knows that Yankov and Esav divided the world, right? And Yankov took Olam Haba and Esav took Olam Hazeh. So what's all? If you took Olam Haba, what's all this bracha here? Now Yankiv, who I caught Yankiv, is an onuv. In schus on another, the world stands, and it's not shayich mikdim and avashalim. Therefore, the schar mitzvah by alma ikur. That's what Chazal say. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Kol Yisrael, you want to get out of Mitzrayim? There's a mitzvah kala, and you got to take v'lakachtem agudas ezoiv, and in the schus of that easy mitzvah agudas ezoiv, you'll be redeemed. What's up? The mitzvah, pshat is like this. Ezev is the symbol of Anova. In the schus of Anova, the world is created, as we'll discuss in a minute. Asher Alkain, right? In that schus, you have a geul. In other words, the point I'm trying to make, step number one, is for people ki arkeinu, tshuva is not enough. You need tshuva betziruf, tshuva with tefila, and tefila with tzedakah. And the inyan is. The Mabit says, all this, I'm not trying to be Meirich. What does tzvila mean? To join. Tshuva is to return to the Eibishter. There's no more important mitzvah that joins a person because it's Zveikus of a Yid to the Eibishter than tzvila. Tzvila and tshuva are. That's one of the reasons, by the way, on davening, the fragility of man, the transiency of life, miyichya, miyamos, becomes very evident. Because Svarim HaKadoshim say, Kitz Nimrus, one of the strongest ways to defeat the Yetzer Hara, the Taivis, whatever, is Yaskir Le'im HaMisa. Alright? you're having this extra thing, and the kashrus is dubious, and the whatever, and you got it in some devious way, right? It's a taiva, you're eating another fancy steak, whatever. The worms will be going in, the worms will be going out, and so don't. One of the eights of tshuva is yaskulim amisa. It says in Sforim Akdashim that tshila plus, and tzedakah is the symbol of anova. You realize that everything is miyodei akol, everything comes from the brain, nothing is mine. Therefore, it says in Sforim, yoyim hamisa is gimatria tshila imakul. Because tefillah is the form. By the way, that said in Solomon's form. That's called v'zliyisa bracha shebeirach moishu ishalikim es bnei Yisrael lifnei moishu. The Solomon's form takes just like a alzoyis yechar libi. Moishu if a bracha to call Yisrael, that should always be lifnei moishu. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, and therefore you're constantly kol yomav b'tshuva, and therefore your tefillah is something that attaches you. The Chal Svarim HaKadoshim say, I can't even begin to tell you, it's a very deep sugya. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in Nedrash and Chazal between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Levi. One holds Tfila Oysa Machza and Tshuva Oysa Sakol. The other opinion says, Faket, right? Tshuva Oysa Machza and Tfila Oysa Sakol. Where do you see this? By Kayin. Kayin says to the Eibush, the God of Avoni, and the Eibush that told him initially it will be a no, but not ba'oret, and at the end he got 50% reduction on the sentence, right? And it became Eishia be'eretz noit. So it was only a na, but it was not a not. Whatever it means. How did he do it? So the Machlokes of the Chazal, was this through tshuva? Was this through tshuva? Was this through tefillah? The Machlokes, what helps? So all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, I have no time to elaborate, and you can look at the Chidol and the Sofer, all Mekayrus and Holy Sfarim, they say, it's like a machlokes in Emes, where the tshuva is only 50% effective or 100% effective, same with tefillah, and there's Mekayrus Lakan Lakan, and ultimately there's really no debate, it depends on what kind of tshuva, what kind of tefillah. But they all say, Mimman of Shach, what you have to do is you have to mechaber your tshuva with tefillah, each one, L'chul Alma, Mimman of Shach, is 100% together. It's 100% effective, right? And that's pshat. The Navi says, I told you for last week, Shabbat Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael Hashem Likecha, Ki Chashalta Vavinecha. What's the next words? What's Kulich and Dvorim Chazal Seich Tefillah? Remember, there's a Medrash which says, the Abishah said to Reuven, Ata Pasachta, you started Shuvah, the first person ever to do Shuvah. He will say this part of tshuva. Everyone asked, didn't Kayin do tshuva? Didn't the Zambarishan do tshuva? No, the tshuva from Kayin was what? Miyira, as this form. Myrech, I'm not going to all the middle. It wasn't perfect. And therefore, it was a reduction of what? 50%. So on this, Hosea ben Be'eri says, you know what the Eitz is? Together with the Shuva Yisrael, Chumim Machem Dvorim of Tfila, and therefore you'll get 100%. Reduction of your avers. Okay. And therefore there's tshuva, there's tefillah, and there's stokah, which is the money in the phone box, as I said. And tifergeret, it's brought in svorim, which is a very deep word. There is a tumah on your hands. All right, in the morning, if you wash your hands, there's a tumah on the hands. We'll soon discuss. When you give tzedakah, right, that is the mechanism that gets rid of the bistum. In other words, why do you find a person who's a kamsin, who's a kili, who's a cheap fellow, doesn't share? Because the money he had is affected by azat, strachar, by klippis, by negativity, and that makes him difficult to share, to part with the geld. Right? And one of the brought in Svarim HaKadoshim, why there is char mitzvah by Alma for tzedakah and yusodim, because the yusod of tzedakah is what? Emuna. So says the Yismach Moish. I never said an original word in my life. Because a person knows that the Eibush who came, Chakol, Miyotchan, Osanullah, the Yichul Utrima, it doesn't say, the Yitnul Utrima, everything, you're just sharing what the Eibush gave you on loan to share with the other person. And therefore, we have a principle we discussed like countless times. Why is it Char Mitzvah Amalek? The Eibush has a mitzvah in the Torah. You have a worker. The yoyim teaching schori, le salam pula socher, and the answer is Because we are bechinas. The simple answer is we are bechinas avodim, right? And avodim and schiras mishalem esel b'soif. Only paid at the end. Bechinas bonim shoychad. You're allowed to take a shoychad from a child. Because the whole Israel of shoychad becomes shuchad. You become one. But a father and son are anyway one. First, that's number one. Number two, the simple answer is brought in Svarim, B'shem, the Rebbe of Heschel, of Krakow. We said this like a thousand times. All the Svarim, all of this. Why does Stokka help? Because Stokka is a form of Emunah, right? And all the mitzvahs, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, if a person is Seichel as a Poilim through a Shlish, through a third party, so you don't have to pay him immediately. You could be Doicha for when you're ready, when you have the money, right? But so therefore, since who gave us the Torah? Torah Tzivalanu. Moshe, and we had through Moshe. Therefore, the Eibush could pay us back in Olam Haba. Yim la soyusam amocho lechabul zchor. Masha enkein anoichi v'leilcha mipi agvura shemaynu. That the Eibush has to pay you back here and now, and that's how the Sforim tight toivim ashnayim menoechot. The two shnayim anoichi v'leilcha we heard from the Eibush there. Therefore, the Eibush b'schus amuna has to be from nizoinim because I'll say in Olam Hazeh b'schus. And you just told me that Stokka is a form of, I know that the money is not mine, it comes from the Eibishter, it's not whatever, and therefore for Stokka the Eibishter pays back in this world. And that's what Yankov Avinu told Esav, Imlov and Garti, B'tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, how could you keep all 613 mitzvahs? Because the Gemara says Stokka is Choshnu Keneged. What's he telling him? Because since I kept Stokka, therefore I'm Kimatzel, and therefore all Shefa, all Bracha, all Parnosa comes in my Schus, and therefore I have the right to Olam Hazeh. That's the Schus of Amunah, and Chazal says a Tif Revort. It's brought in Yismach Moshe. I have no time to elaborate. Beautiful Svorim, whatever. But the bottom line is, not only is the Sheirish of Stokka Amunah, but by giving Stokka, that's Mashish in the person's heart, Tif for Amunah. They say a board from the Satmar Rebbe said it in the Rabbinim Shischa. You can learn from everything in the world. What could you learn from not Bikiris? Don't trust the Eibishter. The guy is poor. The guy needs money. Don't say, well, the Eibishter will sort him out. Help him. And when you help him, you're not going to lose. The Eibishter will give you. So we see Al Kopanim, by way of introduction. The Goydul Schus Amuna that's brought in Leket Yosher from Rishonim. There's a unique thing about Gemilas Chesed. Normally, if there's a Tevei and a Nisbi, you have a Din Torah. Who do you go to? Which Bezdin? One's in London, one's in Manchester. What? You go to the Nitba, the guy who's being sued. The defendant, you call English, yeah? Not the plaintiff. Yeah? The only difference is what? A Malve and a Loiva. You borrow money. You lend money to a guy, and we have a principle, Eved Loiva Ish Malva, then the Malva gotta go to the place of the Malva. So there's a lot of Boti Din upstairs who are judging a person. Right? Aber Yerchoinen Hashem Malva Dal. If you give Tzedakah, the Eibush, it's Kvayochel, the Eibush becomes the Loiva, and you're the Malva, so you could choose the Bezin of Rachman, and therefore Tzedakah brings all brachas. That's why, in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Vinosnu is a palliodrome, something called, back and forth. The famous story that by the Mendel of Rimnev, a guy came to him for a bracha, and he gave him a bracha for Ashiris. He became rich, but he became a multi-gazillionaire, like. So the Rapshitzer asked him, Rebbe, like, he gave all the money to one guy, like, the guy became a billionaire overnight, like, why? He said, it wasn't me, I just gave him a bracha for Ashirus. And he gave Stokka, and once he gives Stokka, Vinosnu, and the Eibush gives back, but Tosfos Rebbeleker, and therefore he became, and that just answers 100 other things that I'm not even going to. That is the koyach of Stokka, which is a form of Amunah. By the way, there's a vort I got to mention, it's a Muridika Kedushas Yontif from the Satmar Rebbe's father. By Yankiv Avinu, it says the Eibush gives him brachis, nachl b'mitzorim, shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, etc. V'kumtus, because Yankiv Avinu says, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokem azeh. The Satmar Rebbe's father, the Christian of Taitus, v'onoichi Hashem l'kecho, and lo yilcho l'imachirim, yodati. Once you have the emunah, then the Eibush sends you gevalt all these brachas. Okay, that's the hakdama to this year. Now we can begin. Where do we see this koyach of tzedakah? And we'll see how it connects to why it says to come back to the state. All of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is to go back to the state, the Ma'ir, by the Eibishter, the Midas HaMalchus, if you want to be king on the world. Hello? Yeah? And the Eibishter was Makdim Rachmim, the Midas HaDimbim, and so it's HaVayalikim. And you tooed this off through the three elements of Tshuva, Tvila, and so I'm leaving you your imagination to figure out the rest. Okay. Based on this, we can understand the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, by the Midas of Tzedakah, you have a poor man. So Paul says, "Lisa ameitz es levof." Don't harden your heart. Lesikpeis es yotcha mechir evian. Don't clench your fist. Ki paseach tiftach es yotcha loy. Open your hand. Right. And therefore I won't lend my thing. And the Eibishter says, you're not going to give to the poor man, he'll cry out to the Eibishter, and you will have a sin. What? A bunch of kashas here. Over and over and over in these psukim, we're underlining the word yad, 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 yad. Hello? Now, if I take dalad minim, sukkis is coming. How do you take dalad minim in your shul? You balance it on your nose, your mouth. Do it with your hand. There's numerous mitzvahs about whatever you do with your hands. It doesn't say, pasayach tiftach is yotcha to take your dalad minim, to meshiv aved. Dafka by tzedakah over and over speaks about yotcha. And then it says, number two, it says, Basoyach Tiftach, why the Kepel Alosh? And number three, it says, and you won't give tzedakah, Chas v'Shalom, what will happen? V'kara Elecha, Al Hashem, V'hoya B'cha. And if the Eved said, don't wear shatnez, or don't talk Lashon Hara, and you do, every mitzvah in the Torah, you can say, V'hoya B'cha, if you don't do it, V'hoya B'cha. Verstehtzel. And why does it depend on the tzedakah of the Ani? If you don't do the mitzvah. And then Chazal are mafling in the Gedel of Tzedakah. That's the Gemara Babasra, school of Tzedakah, they call a mitzvah, and Geula comes in the school of Tzedakah, Shimra Mishra, Vasa Tzedakah, Ki Krev Yeshua Silovei, etc., etc., etc. What's the school of Tzedakah so powerfully? So much so that Tzedakah Tassel Mimoves, Unfakert, Chazal say that Misha Malam Einav Min Tzedakah, Kilo Oivravei Dezora, here it says, Hisham Lecha from Dabar Blial. Right? And by it says by Anshi Yernidachas, the Yotzu Anshi Blial. It's just like there is Avodah Zarah, so to a Malam Eidim Nastaka is Avodah Zarah. Right? Chazal say if a person doesn't give Tzedakah, the Charaya, that he's not connected to the Nedive Om, to the other sector. The Shema doesn't come from the other sector. It's like Haloi Dover, which is like a mega, you know? What's dropped? The whole idea of tzedakah, we said before, tzedakah is a form of anova. Why is it anova? Because the pasuk says, "V'rom levavcha, v'chaltav." You go into their trouble. V'rom chaltav savotlo bonam teivim. You have a wonderful life. V'rom levavcha b'shachachto at Hashem, and you say, "Kirchi b'isun yodios v'chaylezeh." Is therefore, what is the charaya gelt kesef, which you attribute to Koichi Beitzim Yodi, that doesn't have a desire. That's, you can't get a better example. There's a famous vort from in the Igeres Kodesh in the back of Naim Limelech, from Rabbi Lozer, the son of the Naim Limelech, where he says, Shema God Lechot, that when the Gemara says in Yuma, that Anshi Knesset HaGdoyle, the beginning of Beit Migdash Sheni, they were mevatel the Yitzhara of Avodah Zarah. You know, yeah? No one has a taiva today to go buksuch to a kelbel. Hello? Because the Anshik and Zayla Davin, and they got rid of, they shechted the. What is the Yetzer Hara? Chamalch. Hello? How do you shecht the Malch? It doesn't mean they shechted it, they destroyed it, they obliterated it. Says the Rabbi Lozer, Ben Havanayim Melech, they transferred, it's a well known, every rabbi says this in the Zohar, they changed the Yetzer Hara from Avodah Zarah into Gelt. Why? Because Gelt is Koichi Beitzim Yod. This is the essence of Avodah Zarah. Which is the reason. Rashi says, the days of, Bishvil Kesef, Vizov, Shir Beisiloi, came the ego. What's trap? Because the gelt itself is a form of Kirchi Beitzim Yodi, and therefore it's a Shikol Avodah Zarah, and therefore Avei Regerah. It's one of the reasons, by the way, Derech Agav, A person has typhus. You know, when you're young, the sichas adam have typhus. The older you get, and your teeth fall out, and your mogen is not working, this is not working, that not working, so the typhus sort of recede in the knowledge. One of the two typhus that remain to you al zibula basraisa is what? Guilt. A guy could be on his deathbed, he has enough money to live for him and his enik lachad mishel zioren. He still has a type of guilt. Why? What's the logic in it? Because having the money in itself is avshikal avaydazor. The guilt is avaydazor. And avayra gerer is avayra. Therefore, you never get rid of the type of. That's why when it says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, in the time of Golos, so the Eden said, David should kick this out, right? Like a husband that divorced his wife, right? And therefore, we could do what we want. We could be we'll worship the Avodah Zarah. So the Eben Ha'ila L'Chacham L'Siyah, that the Eben Shul M'mele, what's that? Eden thought that once there in Golos, so the Eben should abandon them. The Bechinas Avodim, and the Eved, who his master sold him, a wife that the husband kicked out, finished Gemara. Aber you are Bechinas Bonim, as we said before. And the whole mitzvah of stock becomes because the Eid realized that the Sfarim say you're only an upper tropus of the Eibishter. And therefore, that tuzuf the chatoich, but stock a proik, etc., etc. Mashi enkin, the person who's into the klippa of Ram Levavcha b'shachachta, right? It's a chorevin of Eidazor, which is the reason, by the way, when it says the creation of the world, to the man, what does the Eibishter say? Naseodim. Why in the plural? So either it teaches you Anova, Rashi, or Nasa Odom, it says in Zoyer, teaches the mitzvah of Stoko. Because the Abish created man, Aber, they're poor people, and only Yitzchashuv Kimes, and you're Machayin Nefesh, so you're Machayin Mason, the Abishter, that's Nasa Odom. You're a Shutta Vlak of the Shbaruch. You're a Shutta Vlak of the Shbaruch, and therefore all mitzvahs come in the Schus of Tzedakah. There's a fascinating Chazal. I'm going fast now, because I'm not talking about it. Kehelos Rabbah, Remeir says, when a person is born, you're born with a clenched fist. When you die from the world, your fist is open. Because you don't take anything back from this world. Right. You do it. It's a very well-known. And therefore, the person is saying a clenched fist, Kol Olam Sheli, it's mine, I work for it, right? When you leave the world, you see you in Nene Gurnish. There's a beautiful tithe from the Ben Ish Chai. In Lamadat Zer Harib Al-Tachzik Tevel Atzmach, why? What do you got to share with others? Torah, begashmi, rochnis? Ki lechach mitzarda. How do you spell the word kach? A chof and a lange chof. A open and closed chof. The purpose, ki lechach mitzarda, you're created in this world to change from a clenched fist to an open fist, to learn this lesson. And that's the Indian of the first thing when is the petach hatasri veitz, the Pasuk says? The first thing when you come out of your mother's stomach, you're coming out with the clenched fist. And that is the ik of all later taivis and havavolim and olam hazeh comes from the clenched fist. So the pasuk says, don't be mekabetz yotcha. Keep your fist open. Where do you find the only person that I know was born with an open fist? Wakey. Yankiv Avinu. Why is it called Yankiv? Because v'yodai echezes. It's such a central event. The whole name is called Yankiv. I'll shame that. Because the whole idea of Yankiv is now Avodah Zarah, who mafreches aleches labeis Avodah Zarah, and the purpose of a Yid is the Avodah Zarah, the klippa of Esav, and to share and to give, and that's why it says in Pasuk, the Gemara says, a person lo'olim yikonas adam shnei psachim ve'esakneses, shir shnei psachim, the Gemara teaches, what's the shnei psachim? You open up your fist, your peseach es yodecha, and kvayachol b'sarusa d'losata yom'oyer d'sarusa d'le'ela, and the Eibush paseach tiftach as yochla kefaloshin. Your psicha down here opens up the Eibushter's hands l'mayla to give us all that we need, which is the idea of I can translate it to washing your hands mishum tzrach tuma yodayim askoni yotayim. Person's involved in taking, schlepping, you know, getting, acquiring. When a person has that nova to know that everything comes, it comes from the Eibishter, then you're zoicha to what? So that's why Chazal say, when you make hamoitzi, how many fingers do you put on the path? 10. Why 10? Can I get 10 mitzvahs in making path? Most of those mitzvahs Klayin, Leket, Shicha, Peya, Truma, Maiserishin, Maisersheni, and Chala are all in Yonim of giving. When you have the path, know that's coming from the Ebershir, and that brings all kinds of bracha. I said a thousand times here, the Gemara in Tainus, Tavches, Bimei Rishvul Bar Nachmeni, there was Kafno Musa, there was famine and death. What should we daven for? You can only daven for one thing. They want to daven for life. For, right? So you daven for guilt. Because man, diyov, nizayna, parnosa is lachayu diyov. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Meiri Digavort. Everyone knows that Narizal, that Pesach is Yodecha, is Seif Viteves, Chatach. The shame of parnosa is Chatach. So if Viteves, Pesach is Yodecha. Hello? That comes through the mitzvah of Tzedakah, right? Elsewhere, Chazal say, Darizem Arizal, hello? That Pesach is Yechashem Chatach is the shame of life. We say in the Zab. Because man diyov mezayin is l'chayu diyov. So when a person shares and Pesach tiftach, so the Eibishter gives you not only parnosa, the Eibishter gives you life itself. And that's why by Avraham Avinu it says Hamoishel b'chol ashuli. Normally when I was a kid in Chayder, so Hamoishel was Eliezer. But the Shalaka Hamoishel Avraham Avinu, that since he, when you know the three of us, the three cardinal sins, Avraham Avinu is the one who slams the Avodah Zarah, right? So Kineged there, he was the one who was Moishel B'chol Asher Loi, because he knew all the Eibishter gives me, Parnasa, is to share with others, and Staka, and Gimel Sodom, etc., etc. And therefore, there's another vort, one more vort I gotta say. We say in Davening, V'einon Yechonim Lalis V'leirois, Nei Hayod, there's a Yad in Shemayim, under the Kisei HaKovid, which is the Yad of the Oivim, of the enemies of Kol Yisrael, right? And Kol's man, Yidin were Erlich, right? It was Yodcha Ba'erich Evecha, Yehuda, Kol Yisrael was Shelet on this Yad. Once we sinned, right? We lost it. That's the Neha Yod, Shenishtalchum of the Shecha. The Yad of Tzaka, we said what? Overrides this Yad, this Klippa, this evil. And therefore, David, you don't got to be a genius, who David is the goyel, is the Mashiach, but David is Gimatria. Yeah, can you do it? There's one more vort I got to say. It's a tire of vort. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim, how many fingers are there in a hand? Why five? There's four. And then there's the agoidel, the thumb, which is, if you look at your hand, is separate. So this forum, Maral, etc., Megalamukis and Kama Mekaymus, the four parts are the parts which are for you. You have to live, you have to pay your chinuch bills, whatever. The fifth part is the Chumash, Aser Taser, which is for the Oni, right? The Goydel, the Targum Taiches, L'sitcho Elyoin, that the Boyin, the will be upwards. You ever see people in America, in Goyim, they want to give a sign, everything's great, they go Azoy. When things are in Zerer, they go Azoy. Why is that? Well, Sitcha Elyon means when Yidin use the Aser to Aser, they use the Tzedaka, the fifth finger, which, by the way, that's the idea of Tzedaka, which is Tzedek Hey. Letter Hey is a Dalid and the Dagoidel, the thumb, right? So the Elyon, when a Yid gives Tzedaka, he picks up Klal Yisrael, and that's why David HaMelech says, Kuma Hashem, Kelm Nesei Yodecha, pick up your hands. V'hoya kasher yorim Moshe Yodei v'gavar Yisrael. When you pick up your hands, and the thumb, the boyin, which represents this four fingers, says Megalamukis, the four fingers are the four Goliathin, until you come to the Zeres, which is Nutrikun Zroya Rishoyim Teshaber, or Zevach Rishoyim Te'eva, right? How do you fight the Zeres? With the thumb. With the mitzvah of tzedakah. And we ask the Eibishter, Kum Hashem, Kelm, to say, Yodecha, pick up your hands. The Kal Yisrael shall only have a year of Aromas, Karen Yisrael, and we shall only see a Gemach, see Metoiva, Beshana Toiva, Mesuka, Metoiva, Nirva, Nigel. What? One Gemach. Okay. I wouldn't leave you totally abandoned. Like oh.
That's Rav Chaim Kanievsky.
Who?
Rav Chaim Kanievsky, by Chaim, as he could show me.